Greetings to you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is a blessing for us to gather here and worship his name. Hallelujah. Praise God, for he is good. That's how the psalm starts. Psalm 106 starts. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Hallelujah. This morning we have gathered to declare God's praise. We have gathered to worship him. His loving kindness is everlasting. Hallelujah. We have entered into a new month. Hallelujah. We entered into May. For when we look back and we see how God has carried us, how God has provided for us, how God continues to minister to us, we are grateful for the ways that he carries us. This morning, when we look at this psalm, the reason why I chose only 12 verses is because there are 48 verses in this psalm. And this psalm is a long psalm, but it is talking about the journey of the Israelites and how God brought them out of Egypt into his promised land. In fact, this psalm and the last one, Psalm 105, is talking about the same thing. Psalm 105 ends with praise the Lord, and Psalm 106 starts with praise the Lord. And this Psalm 106 ends book number 4 of the psalm. We know that there are 5 books in the psalm, and this is the ending of book number 4. In fact, if you look at all the books in the end of it, Psalm 41 ends the first one, Psalm 79 ends the next one, Psalm 89 ends so book number 3, and then book number 4 starts with 90, comes all the way to 106. And when we look at these psalms, at the end of it, verse 48, Psalm 106, verse 48, it says, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting, and let all the people say amen, praise the Lord. And that is how all the books end. All the psalms end with that same verse, almost a similar verse, praise the Lord. It starts with praise the Lord, ends with praise the Lord. And I'm glad that in our Malayali churches, when we greet each other, we say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is power in praising God's name. When we come together and we greet each other, we say praise the Lord. Because the first thing we ought to do is praise the Lord. And even when we are leaving, we also praise the Lord, brother. And then we leave. Start and end with praising the Lord. There is power in God's name, and in every circumstance, God is worthy to be praised. His loving kindness is everlasting. And when we look at the verses 1 to 5, talk about God's blessing towards his people. Verse 4 says, remember me, O Lord, in your favor toward your people. Visit me with your salvation. And God has chosen the people of Israel to bring them out of Egypt and bring them into the promised land. And in this, we identify ourselves. Who are we? We are God's chosen people. We are the people who are selected in God's family. In Jesus Christ, if we belong to Jesus, we belong to him. And we are chosen in him. And God has chosen us to bring us into the promised land. When we read verse 6 to 12, we are seeing that despite the people of Israel's unfaithfulness, despite their sin, God still remains faithful. Hallelujah. Let us just look into our own lives. When we look at our own lives, none of us is worthy. You know, one thing that we look at when we come to, especially in front of the Holy Communion, Pastor asks, let us examine ourselves and see if we are worthy. അയോഗ്യമായിട്ട് കൈ നീട്ടില്ല ഈ അപ്പത്തനോട്. ഞാനൊരു ചോദ്യം ചോദിക്കട്ടെ, യോഗ്യമായിട്ട് ആരെങ്കിലും ഉണ്ടോ ഇവിടെ? The question I ask is, like we read this, do not touch or reach out your hands to hold the bread and drink. The question then comes, is there anyone who is worthy? No, none of us are worthy. This last week, did we not commit sin? Did we not get angry? Did we not get upset? Did we not get frustrated? Did we not do things that wronged our brother and sister and hurt our brothers and sisters? Which one of us can say that we are sinless before God? None of us can. None of us are worthy in God's presence. Yet it is His mercy that we can worship Him and He's not striking us dead in this moment. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ദയയും കരുണയാണ് നമ്മൾ ഇന്ന് രാവിലെ ഇവിടെ ജീവിച്ച് ദൈവത്തെ സ്തുതിക്കുന്നത്. നമ്മളുടെ കഴിവോ നമ്മളുടെ യുനോ റൈച്ചസ്നെസ് അല്ലെങ്കിൽ നീതിയല്ല നമ്മളെ ഇവിടെ നിർത്തുന്നത്. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് നോട്ട് അവർ റൈച്ചസ്നെസ്, അവർ പവർ, അവർ സ്കിൽ ദാറ്റ് എക്വിപ്സ് അസ് ടു സ്റ്റാൻഡ് ബിഫോർ ഗോഡ്. യെറ്റ് വി ഹാവ് എ ഡിഫൻഡർ ഇൻ ക്രൈസ്റ്റ് ജീസസ്. Why is God saving us? Let us read verse 8, Psalm 106, verse 8. Nevertheless, He saved them for the sake of His name, that He might make His power known. God chose us not because we are worthy, but because He can glorify His name. God didn't choose me because He said, oh, Joel is a really good guy. No. God did not choose me because I am rich. God did not choose me because I am strong. God did not choose me because I am handsome. God chose me even though I am weak, even though I am poor, even though I was rejected. God chose something that was unworthy when there are more worthy people than us. Look at the place people in this world. Aren't there stronger people than us? Aren't there richer people than us? Aren't there smarter people than us? Why did God choose us? Couldn't God choose anyone else in this world? No, He chose us so that through us He will show His power. When you look at the people of Israel, who are the people of Israel? They are nobody. They are nothing. They are in slavery in Egypt. Why didn't God choose the nation of Egypt? Why didn't God choose the Babylonians? Why didn't God choose the Assyrians? Why didn't God choose the Chinese or the Indians or anyone else? Why didn't they choose Him? Because they're a big nation. They had established themselves. The Persians were great. God chose a small group of people so that He can show His power. There is nothing great about us. In the same way, if we are standing in the presence of God this morning, what can we say but say, praise the Lord? What can we say but say, praise the Lord? Can we say about ourselves nothing? When the question comes, who is worthy? We are not worthy. Praise the Lord. He has made us worthy. അയോഗ്യമായ നമ്മളെ യോഗ്യമാക്കിയത് കർത്താവിൻ്റെ രക്തമാണ്. Unworthy ourselves, we become worthy because of the blood of Jesus, our Savior. And I know my time is short. I want to end with these words because we have the table in front of us and we have worship and the man of God has to speak the word. So I'll end here. But this is what I want to carry ourselves and remind ourselves. That the people of Israel fell, they sinned, they murmured against God. Don't we murmur? Don't we complain? And when we look at each step of our life, we see God provides for us. We look back, count your blessings, name them one. We look back and we see God provides for us. But one problem comes, we're like, this time God will not carry us. This time God will not see us through. This is the time where God will let us down. Then finally He lets us go and we look back and we stand in church and say testimony. We cry and we say, God is faithful, how great He is. The next problem comes, finish. Where is that faith? Gone. Aren't we no different from the Israelites? We're the same boat. All of you guys are looking confused. Maybe I'm the only person here who feels this way. But it doesn't matter. God is faithful even when we are unfaithful. That is something I want you to understand. That when we fall down, God does not smack us and say, you idiot. No. God comes and lifts us by His hand and walks with us. That's what we do with our children. When our children are walking and they fall down, we go and we cradle them, bring them up, so they can walk with us. Right? That's what we do with our little children. In the same way, Jesus, when he sees us falling down, he carries us and brings us back to the path. Isn't he so loving? That's why we start this psalm with, praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. This morning, we have much reason to praise the Lord. We have much reason to remember his good works. We have much reason to think that God's love towards us is everlasting.